it can be quite misleading when you're placing orders for broadband, and the average person doesn't necessarily understand all the technical terms, so they see the large numbers and think that they're getting a good service. And then when they actually get to the point that their service goes live, they're often in for a shock, and it can be quite disappointing. And to be honest, it affects relationships with the providers, because you end up sort of feeling disappointed by their service, really. I've come across a number of people in my group who are not necessarily of the technological mind, and they sort of see these figures as gospel. So when they order their up to 18 meg broadband service and they only get, you know, often less than 7 in my area, I've got a number of members of my group who have struggling with 1 to 2 meg broadbands, and they don't feel like they can trust BT or the ISP to provide the service that they are telling them they're going to get. So they end up wondering what they're paying for. I think there's just too many generic terms, really, and it's easy for you to advertise a service that's up to a certain amount, and people just buy into it on the assumption that everywhere nowadays has got a decent broadband service. But as we're seeing in the Whiteley Village, the newer houses haven't been provided with that service. I've got members who can't even get phone lines at some points, let alone broadband services. It can be quite abysmal. But the lack of legislation saying that they have to advertise to a certain amount of speeds, or they have to advertise an up to speed, saying what you're actually going to get, is quite important. And I think that it's certainly something that should come into practice.